At the Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, Senator McConnell said he will propose the repeal of the Davis-Bacon Act, requiring the government to pay the local prevailing wage for federal projects. McConnell said this will free up $13 billion over 10 years to be used for the Brent Spence and other aging bridges across the U.S.
Look, I'm opposed to tolls. The reason I'm suggesting this now is because Frankfurt has not come up with a solution. The session is over. We know no solution has been put forward, and so we need to go in a different direction.
McConnell wouldn't speculate whether or not his bill would pass. Covington Vice Mayor Steve Frank is also opposed to tolls, but he says the chances of the Davis-Bacon Act repeal are zero to none. So where does this leave the new bridge?
Stalemate, you lose. I mean, no toll, no bridge. It's over.
Just last week, Ohio Governor Kasich was in Cincinnati signing a bill that allows tolls, but it means nothing unless Kentucky lawmakers do the same. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.